separate advisory board.
No word from the White House on who will be on that advisory board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The labor market has improved under President Trump to the point of where some people are now thinking it might be too supercharged. Former fast food CEO Andy Puzner doesn't know how that's possible.
I don't know how the labor market could be too good. We haven't seen wages go up. We need wages to go up. The big complaint by Democrats during the Obama administration was that we had this growing income inequality. Well, now we're seeing jobs for working class Americans increase.
Twitter is purging more suspicious accounts, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us.
The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Former President Barack Obama celebrated Nelson Mandela's life and legacy in South Africa yesterday. This was one of Obama's most high-profile appearances since leaving the White House 18 months ago, and more than likely a preview of what we can expect from the former president in the campaign.
People just make stuff up. They just make stuff up. We see it in the growth of state-sponsored propaganda. We see the utter loss of shame among political leaders where they're caught in a lie and they just double down and they lie some more.
Senator Marco Rubio responds to former President Obama's comments.
Well, I'm anti-lying, whether it's done by Republicans or Democrats. If we want to get into a tit-for-tat, I don't know who he was referring to, because I know this speech was scheduled probably months in advance. But I would just say I have problems with the Obama administration's honesty, too. And if we can always go back and argue about how they lied about key elements of the Iran deal. Bottom line is, there is a truth, and that is that in American politics today, there is a lot of people out there saying things that aren't factual because people have lost trust in our institutions. They just have. They've lost trust in the media. They've lost trust in political parties. They've lost trust in experts on subject matters. That's a huge problem in our society writ large beyond our politics, but it most certainly is having an influence on our politics, and I think we're all to blame for it. I think both political parties and even people outside of politics have contributed to that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
prevent or respond to that Russian election meddling.
And he was president, and they informed him of it, and he did nothing. And then after I won, see, he thought Hillary was going to win. After I won, he said, oh, this is a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal as long as she won.
Trump speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Four states are suing the federal government because of federal tax policy. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying the problem is the capping of property tax deductions at $10,000, which in the case of his state will cost taxpayers over $18 billion a year.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
The governor calling it hyper-partisan, aimed at Democratic states, saying capping state and local tax deductions is unconstitutional. New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland are also in on that lawsuit. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that tax provision was intended to get certain states to change their taxation and spending policies to benefit taxpayers. The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism claiming in a new report that hate crimes are up in the nation's 10 largest cities for the fourth year in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Twitter continues to purge suspicious accounts, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it.
Well, it is 8:06, and it's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. I don't know about you, but last night, pretty muggy, pretty hot. And then all of a sudden, around 4 in the morning, it all changed. Fantastic weather. 71, clear skies, no rain in the forecast. We went through that tumultuous storm last night. Sunny and a high of only 84, winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A clear sky and a low of only 54 tonight, so it might be a day to sleep with the windows open and air out everything. Mainly sunny sky tomorrow and only 82. Winds light and variable. Looks like beautiful weather. Mostly sunny, 84 on Friday. Salsa night, mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day. Maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High only of 77. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and then cloudy with periods of rain. And a low of 62, 90% chance rainfall near a half an inch. So we're hoping that's going much later into the evening to not impact Salsa night. Showers early on Sunday, then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day. High around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 81. And Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms as well, high of 82. Looks like July is coming back with a vengeance. Temperatures in our area, it is 70 in Raritan, 67 in Kingwood, 63 in Frenchtown. It's probably not been updated. 68 over in West Portal, 71 in the town of Clinton, 67 in Long Valley. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we are all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. Good to see you again. We had a little technical glitch yesterday. I don't feel bad because Amazon had their problem too, so I'll throw them under the bus. We got it all resolved though. It's all good. So that's why I wasn't on yesterday, and so I missed you. We'll catch up with you today. How are you? It is 10 after 8, and I got to get you some traffic, and unfortunately, it looks like we got a lot of stuff that just came through. All right, let's start out with 620 this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 18, delays due to sun glare. Then we move on to sun glare this morning may impact visibility, eastbound traffic. Avoid distractions and use caution. Moving on from there, 78 eastbound, exit 17, Clinton, delays due to a motor vehicle accident. That was at 6:39 this morning. Update, that accident, multi-vehicle accident, left lane was closed. Reports of debris in the roadway. That was at 6:50 this morning. And it gets worse. Delays going to all the way to back to exit 11, Pattenburg, due to multi-vehicle accident. 5 to 10 minute delays. So that's what's going on 78. And, hey, they might not have used sun visors and sunglasses. That's what you need to use to make sure that you are not going to run into a situation like that. And that's Good Morning Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. Get there from heart. Drive safe, sound smart, register with heart, and get your local county, state, and interstate roads in and out, highways and byways of Hunterdon County. All right. And that was the Raspberries helping me with that. Hey, it's time to look at what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today. Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock, and I have a bunch of people today. Watch out. We got Michelle Heide on at 9:15. We'll talk with her about the markets. And at 8:40, we're going to touch base with Diane Lane, find out what's happening with her, and get some vacation ideas. I know you're in the middle of July and already experiencing your summer vacation, but it's time to have and plan your vacations beyond the summer or for next summer. Got to do it ahead of time, or else you're going to get whacked with big fees and prices. So Diane Lane helps you figure out those ideas, find the best price, be efficient, and make sure that you're really going to enjoy yourself. After me, it is Happy to Help. That's Nicole Smith, and she talks all about the persistent effort of being a volunteer. She brings on people who are also either organizations or volunteers, and she has been doing this almost perennial volunteer for many different organizations, and tells you about the virtues of it, tells you about the what you can do, how you can help, who's going to benefit from it, and how they so those organizations so enjoy having people bring their expertise to them. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. Kim Pramatic talks about raising kids in the 21st century. That's all happening from 11 to 12. Counselor Chat from noon to 1. That's Ruth Altamara Roll, helps you with your stress, your management of anger, any type of relationships, all that, because she's a 30-plus year counselor. And she would like to help you with anything and recognize those issues. Max Living, that is Mark LaRose, comes on from the Max Challenge of Clinton. Boy, he tell you, that's 1 hour of energy when he gets folks on talking about the virtues of making sure you're eating right, physical fit, emotionally ready, changing your life. And by changing your life and your habits, you'll change your life as and your lifestyle. So Max Living is on from 1 to 2. Then it's Modern Design. Rich Scuderi will teach you about interior design from 2 to 3. Talented People. Jeannie Murphy's on from 3 to 4, telling you all about people who are up and coming and as part of her stable of folks that she promotes, authors and public speakers. 4 to 5, it's The Human Side. David White and Art Nevin talk all about people who are making a difference and exposing the issues that people need to think about that are not easily be fixed, but they need to be discussed. And we finish it up with Destination Hockey, and that's David Lazar, talks all about the NHL, and he's got 2 great interviews today. That's the entire 100Sherbrook.com lineup, all there on the 100Sherbrook.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100Sherbrook.com. I'll be right back. Not going anywhere.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
to it.
Everybody run down.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is time for Brian Knox.com Celebration Observances for the month, week, and day. Air Conditioning Appreciation Days. Alopecia Month for Women. Bereaved Parents Awareness Month. Bioterrorism Disaster Education Awareness Month. Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Man, I worked on this last year. Day of the Knife. Don't understand why that's there. Dog Days. Eye Injury Prevention Month. Family Golf Month. Might be a beautiful day today and tomorrow to do that. Fragile X Awareness Month. Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. They just started summer. Hemochromatosis Screening Awareness Month. Herbal Prescription Interaction Awareness Month. Independent Retailer Month. For the week, it is Rabbit Week. That's for the magician rabbits. Melvin the Rabbit in Canada is the one that's involved in that. Captive Nations Week. Everybody deserves a massage week. National Body Piercing Week. National Parenting Gifted Children Week, National Zookeeper Week, National Independent Retailers Week, National Baby Food Week, National Ventriloquism Week, Restless Leg Syndrome Education Awareness Week, Comic-Con starts tomorrow, Hemingway Look-Alike Days starts tomorrow, Quilt Odyssey Week, and all that happening in the next couple of days. For today, it is National Caviar Day, National Sour Candy Day. It is Nelson Mandela's International Day. It is Take Your Poet to Work Day. And it's National Hot Dog Day. Now, we just had Hot Dog Night. Now we got National Hot Dog Day. Hot dogs, man, they are part of the process. What's going on with that? Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. BrianLox.com. Pick something and get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it comes from the Hunterdon County Democrat, and they say that TEF, the Tewksbury Education Foundation, doles out scholarships. Proud to announce that the recipient of the 2018 Gene Frankel Founders Award is Leah Schultz of Glen Gardner. The Gene Frankel Founders Award is presented annually to honor one eighth grade student who showed focus and dedication to enhancing their education both inside and outside the classroom and a commitment to volunteerism. Got to get her on, need happy to help. Quote, I'm exceedingly grateful to be selected in this year's recipient of the Gene Frankel Founders Award and for the Tewksbury Education Foundation's faith in me as a student, said Schultz. I appreciate how organizations like these are here to support students in furthering their academic endeavors through high school and beyond. This award was created in 2015 by the founder of the TEF, Jean Frankel. Jean and her husband, Greg, have generously committed through the Frankel Foundation to fund the Jean Frankel Founders Award for 20 years. The $2,500 scholarship will be given to the recipient upon graduation from high school and is to be used towards post-secondary school education. We are grateful to the Frankel Foundation for their continued support of the TEF and proud to honor Leah in her academic achievements and a dedication to making our community a better place, said Allison Christian, who's the education doctor and president of the TEF. The TEF thanks all of our generous sponsors and family for helping us to enhance the education of Tewksbury students through enrichment programs of the arts, STEM, wellness, and more. Visit TewksburyTEF.org and learn more about how to get involved and support academic enrichment through the TEF. Great stuff, man. Eighth graders getting recognized for their effort. They're not just sitting there on the phones doing nothing. So we keep throwing these young kids under the bus, but it's obvious that there are plenty of them there that get it. Others don't, and they got to mature, but there are plenty of them that do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Vitamin C for today. These are celebrity birthdays for today, July 18th, 2018. Well, we start off with the Nelson Mandela. He was born in 1918, and we know all about his world. John Glenn, born on this day, 1921. U.S. astronaut. And also a senator. Hunter S. Thompson, born in 1937, nonfiction author. William Makepeace Thackeray, author of literature and fiction, born in 1811. Russian poet Yevgeny Yevtushenko, born in 1933. U.S. playwright Clifford Odets, born in 1906. Jessamine West, U.S. writer, born in 1902. Jack Irons, U.S. musician, born in 1962. British musician Mia, born in 1975. Dutch actor Michael Huisman, born in 1981. English athlete Nick Faldo, now a sportscaster with, I believe it's CBS. He's born in 1957, professional golf champion. And Dutch director Paul Verhoeven, born in 1938. U.S. musician Ryan Cabrera, born in 1982. Torrey Hunter, baseball player for the Twins, born in 1975. English cricket, Dr. W.G. Grace, born in 1848. Canadian and U.S. author Sam I. Hayakawa, born in 1906. Mexican actor Lupe Velez, born in 1908. Canadian actor Hume Cronin, born in 1911. U.S. comic Red Skelton, born in 1913. Canadian writer Margaret Lawrence, born in 1926. U.S. singer Screamin' Jay Hawkins, born in 1929. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtoner.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be back. There's Screamin' Jay. Be right back. Just a minute. Good morning, Hunter, and WHCRDB, HunterChamber.com.
Liar, liar! Where you USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he wants to clear up a controversial statement he made during his joint news conference with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying at the White House yesterday he misspoke in Helsinki on Monday when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election. The president saying yesterday he meant to say there is no reason why it wouldn't have been Russia. Meanwhile, in an interview that aired last night, President Trump said that President Obama did nothing to prevent or respond to that Russian election meddling.
And he was president, and they informed him of it, and he did nothing. And then after I won, see, he thought Hillary was going to win. After I won, he said, oh, this is a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal as long as she won.
Trump speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Four states are suing the federal government because of federal tax policy. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying the problem is the capping of property tax deductions at $10,000, which in the case of his state will cost taxpayers over $18 billion a year.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
The governor calling it hyper-partisan, aimed at Democratic states, saying capping state and local tax deductions is unconstitutional. New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland are also in on that lawsuit. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that tax provision was intended to get certain states to change their taxation and spending policies to benefit taxpayers. The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism claiming in a new report that hate crimes are up in the nation's 10 largest cities for the fourth year in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Twitter continues to purge suspicious accounts, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. Last week, Twitter confirmed it had suspended 70 million accounts in May and June.
Republican Representative Martha Roby is the winner of a runoff election in Alabama, the one-time critic of President Trump easily defeating former Democratic congressman-turned-Trump supporter Bobby Bright. In 2016, Roby said then-Republican nominee Trump should, quote, step aside after the Access Hollywood tape in which Trump was heard making comments about touching women. Since the 2016 election, Roby's been a staunch supporter of Trump policies. The president did endorse her last month. And despite a rough start with a computer glitch, Amazon says it saw a bigger-than-ever Prime Day sales total after it fixed that glitch. That's the claim to CNBC in a statement from a spokesman. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCRDB, huntingchamber.com, the voice of business. Got a couple more updates here on the traffic I want to get to you. More stuff coming through, so it's best to let you know what's happening. At 8:08 this morning, 78 eastbound, exit 17, Clinton, significant delays all the way back to Pattonburg, 5 to 10 minute delays. At 8:08, Route 202, both directions at Old York Road, Branchburg. Northbound delays due to a motor vehicle accident north of Old York Road. Significant southbound delays back through Hollenbrook Road, Branchburg, due to motor vehicle accident north of Old York Road. And Old York Road, congestion due to volume. And, of course, that accident. So, I don't know what's going on, folks. We're not paying attention. All right, we got more things to go over. As I said, we talk with Michelle Heide during this week at 9:15. She's got to take care of camp duties. So we'll talk a little bit more about other things that are going on in Hunterdon County that I normally would do around that time. So, RVCC Foundation's 15th Annual Golf Classic was deemed a success. This was published yesterday. And the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation raised over $168,000 at its 15th Annual Golf Classic held July 9th at the Raritan Valley Country Club in Bridgewater. The Annual Golf Classic is the RVCC Foundation's largest fundraising event. Thanks to the generosity of sponsors and community partners, this year's Golf Classic exceeded the revenue goal. Net proceeds raised from the golf outing and the live and silent auction will support scholarships, science, and technology programs. The Honors College at RVCC enrichment grants for students, professional development grants for faculty, and capital projects to enhance the learning experience of thousands of students. DeFrancesca, Bateman, Kunzman, Davis, Lair, and Flaum, who are attorneys in Warren, provided major funding as the title sponsor of the event. Other key sponsors for the 15th annual include Provident Bank, SSP Architects, U.S. Security Associates, New Jersey Risk Managers and Consultants, Danker, LJS Electric, Tele Measurements, United Business Systems, Global Electrical Services, Betar Inc., Exothermic Molding, and Zeus Industrial Products. Generous support was also provided by Cullinart Group, Northeast Energy Systems, Bowler and Engineering, Chubb, Gillen and Johnson Attorneys, Greco, Nader and Associates, Hunterdon Healthcare Foundation, RB Associates, PaveRight Inc., PSE&G, Supley, Clooney and Company, Van Cleef Engineering Associates, and many other individuals and businesses. This year, 128 enthusiastic golfers from many local businesses participated. Following the scramble, the golfers were joined by dinner guests who all enjoyed a buffet dinner at 50-50 raffle, silent auction, and a live auction. The impact of RVCC was highlighted in the video, Alive with Possibilities, which describes the many roles the college plays in the lives of larger community. In addition, RVCC students Joshua Balcarcer and Mark Romero shared their life stories and described how scholarships have helped them overcome obstacles to achieve their educational goals at the college and beyond. The RVCC Foundation is the fundraising arm of Raritan Valley Community College. It provides the resources that enable the college to enhance its programs beyond public and tuition sources, and to maintain its standing as a premier academic institution and one of the most important sources of culture and continuing education in Somerset and Hunterdon counties. For our information about RVCC Foundation, contact Mike Marion, 908-526-1200, extension 8872. His email is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, dot Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, at raritanval.edu. Very cool stuff. I've had them on in the past, and really enlightening to learn all about what they do. In addition to that, we have Hunter Medical Center is seeking blood donations. Each and every year, one of us has driven past a blood drive sign to our local community, yet only a small number of us actually give blood on a regular basis. The reasons why might not want to donate are our own. We worry it might hurt, cause discomfort, or that it might take up too much time. While these fears are valid, they are not necessarily true. Blood is constantly in high demand everywhere in the United States. A single trauma victim may need up to 40 or more units of blood. Blood is needed for patients of all ages, for all kinds of injuries and ailments. Human blood cannot be substituted, and the need for it may arise at any time. These reasons and others are why it is so important for there to be a constant supply of blood. Within a community as tight-knit and small as ours, this need can become even more vital. A single blood donation can save up to 3 lives, and in a place like Hunterdon County, this is no small feat, stated Kathy Conroy, blood donor recruiter at Hunterdon Medical Center. Robert Coates, MD, Chief Medical Officer at Hunterdon Medical Center, has been a donor since 1980, donating over 15 gallons of red blood cells. In 2006, Dr. Coates began donating double red cells via the apheresis treatment. During this type of donation, the 2 red cells are collected and the plasma and platelets are returned to the donor. This process takes about 40 minutes. A donation of 1 platelet and 1 red cell can be done within 1 to 1.5 hours. This procedure is beneficial for cancer patients due to the 2 products, platelet and red cell, coming from the same donor, increasing the likelihood to provide a better outcome for the patient. So if you feel inclined, please give Hunter Medical Center a call at 908-788-6405 to schedule your appointment. Go to huntertonhealthcare.org. We're going to take another break. I'll be back. We'll be right back, and we'll have Diane Lane on the phone talk vacations.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we got Diane Lane on the phone. I haven't spoken to her in weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And how are you?
Oh, getting better, finally. Going live on Chamber Radio.
Yes,
hello,
ma'am.
So how are things?
We're good.
You're okay, too?
Yeah, we're surviving. We're surviving.
It's heat. Oh, my goodness. Everyone wants to do something. Get cool. And I got into a recertified for sandals and beaches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I explained that to you last time when we talked a few times ago.
Right.
In order for us as an agent or an agency, we have to get certified and know about sandals and beaches. We have to attend a workshop and know what's going on and how things are going and what they have to offer for everybody.
Okay.
And they've been in business since 1981, always ahead of the trend, always introducing new things, especially like the butler service. I don't think everybody realizes how pampering that is to have a butler at your beck and call as soon as you hit the beach.
Sure.
I mean, they get everything going. They've come up with new swim-up bars in the pools. They're also adding rooftop infinity edge pools trying to get people to see what it's like to be in the rich and famous.
Wow.
And it's part of your stay of where you go. And then they have early days, they used to have a la carte dining.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's five-star global dining. And when you have an issue, they have a culinary concierge. And let's say you have food allergies or you're vegan or you're diabetic, your specialist should be able to pinpoint with your, you know, with your clients, you should be able to say, hey, I need to do this, this, and this for this is how they, and they will set up an entire schedule and menu at all the restaurants wherever you're staying, and your food will be prepared based on your diet. What
wow.
you want to eat, what you don't want to eat, and it's no charge. It's just something you have to work on before you go in. There's no tipping to any of the staff. The only people who get tipped are the butlers. They're the only ones allowed. So there's 193 dining options at all these resorts as a total. 24 culinary concepts that they have now got into, like Chinese and Thai and anything you can think of, Mexican, French, Italian. You know, they're really getting into that. There's 123 destination bars. They showcase 81 premium brands of liquors. Robert Mondavi Twin Oak Wines in six varieties. So this is all offered, and when you do an all-inclusive. They have true Asian fusion cuisine, a chai restaurant. They have Comfort Foods, American Tavern. They got Lover's Lane Bar. They got fancy cocktails at the Smoke Sky Bar. They have Mr. Mech food trucks that are all over at Beaches and Turks and Caicos. They have Curls and Swirls at Beaches, which is ice cream, milkshakes, frozen yogurt. I mean, they try to cater to the families and the kids. And they have 16 beers from around the world, you know, people can choose from. All their coffee is from Blue Mountain, which is Jamaica.
Wow.
They serve that exclusively at all the resorts. I'm not saying that they have they don't have the other coffees, but that's what they offer. Then the unlimited championship golf. The green fleas are free, and you can are included at selected resorts in Jamaica, Exuma, and St. Lucia. So if there's people out there who want to go to golf, I'm going to tell you something. Exuma's has got the Jack Nicholson signature golf course, and that's where they're having the tournament next year, the PGA. Mm-hmm. So they are having a special package for anybody who wants to go down for golfing right now for the tournament, and they put together a VIP package. So, yeah, they're trying to help everyone to get into the what's going on in the golf world.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we have a lot of things that they offer. Plus the weddings. Oh, my goodness. Perfect settings for weddings. They have the overwater bungalows now that you used to have to go to Mondavi, the Maldives, out over in Africa to get to. But now they have them in Jamaica and St. Lucia. And you have to wait almost a year to get them now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Have you ever been to a Sandals or a Beach?
No, I was just poking around to find out what whether it's you know, I attribute it similar to like a cruise, except you're obviously not floating anywhere and you're stationary. And I think you told me not too long ago that this is something that the U.S. stops from happening on mainland?
Yeah, we don't allow it, yes. We don't have the all-inclusive.
Still don't get that, but okay.
The thing that's the closest to all-inclusive for us is Disney. Disney now has the food package.
Mm-hmm.
So when you book trips down in Disney, and even going on the Disney cruise,
right.
And you do the land package for Disney, you have to book a food package. And they have a pass, and everything is set up where you could go to all the restaurants, and you have so many meals a day and so many snacks a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the only ones that offer it, but you pay dearly for that. Food in Disney is very expensive. It's no better. It's the same prices as you would see in the Caribbean.
Right.
Very, very expensive. So, yeah, the food package is the way to go,
mm-hmm.
but you really got a budget for that because you can spend a couple of $1,000s if you have a large family just on the food package.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. And the other thing that, you know, they try to cater to families in a big way because they try to do the water sports for the children. And the next level that they have started is IBCCES, Accredited Autism Program. Anyone who has autistic children, they have an amazing program. They have a one-on-one beach buddy that encompasses all disabilities. We have to go through special services. The staff has been trained specifically for this, even in water sports, dining, landscaping, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beaches program has got this for people. So they're the only autistic certified family resort in the Caribbean for anyone who wants to travel with an autistic child. They're a proud sponsor of Sesame Street. They introduced Julia, who's the four-year-old with autism. So that's where that all came into fact, you know. So they have it, you know, it's a really great system in the program. And, you know, we have to get certified for that also.
Yeah.
That's a separate course to go for. And then they have Snooba Doo, which is a snooba program.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's where you put that big helmet on?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Snooba Doo. I like that.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we were watching the pictures and the promos, and I was like, oh, my goodness, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, if you really want to learn how to, you can learn how to kind of sort of like dive, but you're not diving.
Yeah.
You know? You're kind of snooba diving.
Yeah.
And you get to see everything, you know. So they're always trying to introduce the next level. You know, they're trying to get you to see. It's like the overwater bungalows. They got the glass in the floor, so you see everybody coming right up to you. So, and then Island Tours, which is a fantastic, or Island Roots, it's called, Caribbean Adventures. They are all over the islands down there, but they have teamed up with Sandals and Beaches, and they have Mini Cooper Tours where you bop around in Jamaica. You can do all kinds of catamarans. You can do four-wheeling. You can do horseback riding. Everyone's trained. They offer all these tours everywhere, including Mexico, Dominican Republic, Aruba, and St. Martin, who are not part of Sandals and Beaches. And I've worked with them, and they're really great. I've had customers book tours with them, and they're a lot of fun. So, you know, we can do other things other than Sandals and Beaches when you come to talk to me about anything.
Let me ask you this. I was also investigating that Club Med is out there as well.
Yes, Club Med is out there, and Club Med is down in Florida, and
they're not out. They're not in any other places.
Fresh. Huh?
They're not in any other places except Florida.
No, yeah, they're in the island.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there's only one Club Med in the United States, and
okay,
it's in Florida.
Oh, all right.
It's called the Sandpiper.
So how does that? How does Club Med compare to this?
They don't. They have, I'm sorry, I had a family go there, and it was very tough. It's really tough. It's a French mindset. It's not an American mindset.
Oh, I didn't
very
know that.
Very European.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Europeans at Club Med, and it's, I think it's for an older crowd.
Okay.
It's not for the younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're trying to tailor it to families, but they can't. It's a mindset that we've all grown up with. Club Med has always been for adults, and
okay,
they're trying to bring families in there and or whatever, but it's still mostly, it's an adult setting.
Okay, but even so, what you're saying is if I'm going with adults, it's going to differ from what a American appeal is.
Oh, yeah. It's a European appeal. Oh,
okay.
Definitely. Yeah. It's not.
I don't know what all that means except
the food.
Oh, okay.
You won't get the portions.
Oh, all right.
Well, okay. Yeah. It's going to be French cuisine.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're not into that, you know, you're not going to be happy.
Okay.
I don't, you know, the diversity is not there. Like in some of our resorts, you know, you have a lot of different takes on restaurants to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
The Riu resorts, they are fantastic. They have a lot of options. They cater to families. But again, when you go in the Caribbean, most of the resorts are only allowed 4 people in a room.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to look and see if they have connecting rooms, suites,
right.
That they cater to the families. And you just have to know what's out there and what's available.
Okay.
Yeah. They're changing the demographics. And, things are still dangerous to travel in Mexico, even though they're trying. They're trying. But, you know, they've had a lot of issues. Dominican Republic, again, you're only allowed, you know, there's not a lot to do in Dominican Republic. You're going to stay on the resort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff to do on the resort. But there's nothing to see like tourism. You know, like St. Lucia is a big island. It's a volcanic active island.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave White of The Human Side. Welcome to the 100 in Chamber Radio. I'm joined today with my co-host, Arthur Nevins. Art, say hello to everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to have you aboard.
Yeah.